With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump visits Freeland, Michigan on Wednesday, despite Democrat efforts to keep him in a courtroom.
You know, I got to do two of these things a day. You know why? Because I'm in New York all the time with the Biden trial. Biden trial. A fake trial. That all of the legal scholars say is a disgrace. It's a fake trial. They do it to try and take your powers away, try and take your candidate away that's killing them in the polls.
President Trump also visiting the battleground state of Wisconsin. Also at SRNnews.com, United Methodists repeal a ban on LGBTQ clergy.
Delegates from the United Methodist Church voted 692 to 51 to remove a rule forbidding, quote, self-avowed practicing homosexuals, unquote, from being ordained or appointed as ministers. The change doesn't mandate or even explicitly affirm LGBTQ clergy, but it means the church no longer forbids them. It's possible that the change will mainly apply to U.S. churches, since United Methodist bodies in other countries have the right to impose the rules for their own regions. The measure takes effect immediately upon the conclusion of the General Conference, scheduled for May 3rd. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Republicans are calling on city leaders in Washington, D.C. to break up the ongoing pro-Hamas protest on the George Washington University campus. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer and others toured the encampment Wednesday. Comer announced plans to hold a hearing to question the mayor of D.C. and the chief of the Metropolitan Police Department next week. Police reportedly refused to confront the encampment despite a request from the school for them to do so. New York City Mayor Eric Adams applauding NYPD leadership for swapping out the Palestinian flag with the American flag. This is SRN News. A new study finds many pastors are lonely.
He probably is. A new study from the Hartford Institute for Religion Research finds 58% of clergymen report feeling lonely on a regular basis. In fact, there is an epidemic of loneliness sweeping the U.S., and the Hartford poll demonstrates that pastors are not immune. A study by Lifeway Research reveals that loneliness is a particular problem for young clergymen who say they need to spend more time developing meaningful friendships. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A religious freedom group is broadcasting into North Korea. International Christian Concern is partnering with Free North Korea Radio to broadcast the gospel and other information into the repressive communist country. For 2 hours every morning and evening, FNKR broadcasts Christian programming, including preaching, music, and the stories of those who have escaped the country. This is SRN News. A heads up if you drive a Ford Maverick pickup.
Ford is recalling nearly 243,000 Maverick small pickup trucks in the U.S. because the taillights may not illuminate. The company says a computer can falsely detect too much current on one or both of the lights, causing them to remain dark while the vehicles are moving. Federal auto safety regulators say that increases the risk of a crash. Rich Thomason reporting.
Well, taxpayers are on the hook for another $6 billion after the Biden administration said it would cancel the student loans of over 300,000 former students of the Arts Institute. The school's parent company sold the last of the art institutes in 2023. Arizona State Senate repeals a Civil War-era abortion ban. Two Republicans joined Democrats to pass the proposal. More details at srnnews.com.